Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. We have about an hour and 10 minutes of it tonight, so hopefully you'll join me. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. I've got bumper stumpers. Well, actually, I don't have any yet, but I will by the top of the hour when our first one will play. We'll have a total, I believe, of four of them in the next hour. So I'm not sure there'll be a theme, but maybe I'll come up with something. At the very least, I'll let you guess on what we play. Now, that said, we don't have a straggler. You did very well last week, got everything I threw out, so it's time for a new question. And seeing as we are on the heels of sports, we might as well do a sports-related question. Well, this will be Major League ball games, actually. And you routinely saw this on the field of Major League ball games throughout the 20th century. But the new century brought a change, and all the teams agreed this would never be seen at an MLB game again. What is it? All right, so you saw it all the time, but not in this century. Never going to be seen at an MLB game again, and it hasn't been. So what is it? 888-876-5593. If you do not like my question, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. We prove that every week. And whatever it is, we'll do it to it. So here we are, the 8th of April, and as I say, it was a basketball game, and usually those go forever. And so I thought to myself, well, maybe we'll get a half hour of trivia in there. But I was wrong, was I ever? And so it was that we've got more than a full hour of it. So line up now and give me a call. Trivia is the only night of the week when I can't prattle on without you. Yeah, normally I can talk about nothing better than just about anybody else probably. But that said, with trivia, you can't play the game by yourself. You have to have callers, so I need them. 888-876-5593. Well, so what's going on? Well, a lot of birthdays tomorrow. Tom Lehrer, 96 tomorrow. Yeah, he did a lot of things in terms of not only his satirical songs, which are just wonderful, and not only his accomplishments in mathematics, but he, when you're writing the obit, and hopefully we won't for a while, even though he's 96, and you're looking at outstanding accomplishments, he invented the Jell-O shot. That's right. He was also, of course, on That Was the Week That Was, which was TW3, a terrific satirical show. So 96 tomorrow. Now, Hugh Hefner would have been 98 tomorrow. Yeah, Chicago boy, born in 1926 and sadly died in 2017. Got sepsis and 91 years old. So a good long life, but that's it. Leon Huff had a birthday today, 82. Yeah, and of course, you can't really talk about the Philadelphia Sound without Leon Huff. And he also, in addition to all of his Kenny Gamble songwriting, producing, and all that, but he was in the Lavenders. Yeah. Now, Howard is a first-time caller, and Howard is in Huntley, Illinois. So Howard, John's talking to him as I speak, but he's going to guess on our trivia question. And so Howard, welcome to WGN. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you this evening?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, doing pretty well. I have a guess for the trivia. I'm thinking chewing tobacco.
What a great guess. It's not right, but that's a terrific guess. I think they still let them do that.
Okay.
All right, but thanks for trying and call me again sometime.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it. All right, so we met Howard. That's nice. And I hadn't heard from him prior to this. So not chewing tobacco. Uh-oh. I just, you know, callers are so precious, and I don't know how I did it, but John was screening one, and I hung up on him. All right, so whoever you are, please call him back. Or if you didn't call, how about you doing that? Carmen McRae would have turned 104 today. Obviously, she's been gone a while. 1994, died 74 years old, had a stroke at home in Beverly Hills, but born in Harlem in 1920. And so...
Second caller had the same guess.
I see. All right. So I didn't hang up on him. It happened just as I was disconnecting our first call. I don't know about chewing tobacco. I'll have to look that up and see what the rule is on that. But that is not the right answer. It's a nice guess, though. So 888-876-5593. Carl Perkins would have turned 92 tomorrow. Yeah, I grew up in... Yeah, listening to Southern Gospel and all that, and worked in the cotton fields, and I guess died sadly in Jackson, Tennessee in 1998, throat cancer, just 65, but a wonderful addition to the Sun Records roster, that's for sure. My favorite by him was Dixie Fried, though of course everybody will remember him for Blue Suede Shoes, no doubt. What else do we have? I'll continue to prattle on as far as this goes. I assume that you survived the eclipse, that your dearth of calls is because it came right after a game, not because, in fact, the eclipse was the end for you. I don't think it was the end for anybody. And those who were right in the trajectory, I'd be real curious what you saw. Yeah. Did it become totally dark? Yeah, Johnny D, I know, was gonna drive because he wasn't too far in Ohio from the zone of totality, so he was gonna drive and check it out. And I was just seeing that our chief engineer at WGN went and checked it out, and hadn't really read his report yet, but from what I could tell, just in the opening sentences, it did get dark. And yeah, no wonder our ancestors, those in caves, got mighty concerned when that would happen. Well, it won't happen again here for another 18 to 20 years, and I'm not 100% sure where the trajectory will be then. So we'll have eclipses between now and then, but apparently nothing that's going to give us a total solar eclipse that we can see here in the lower 48 anyway. So I'll be very curious what you saw, if you saw it. And as far as all those doomsday sayers, and I just love that because that's the beauty of YouTube. You can pretty much hear anything you want in terms of predictions, no matter what they are. And of course, gloom and doom. My favorite was the stock market was going to crash before the end of the day. We've been saved from that. The Middle East was going to implode. Well, I understand why people would think that without an eclipse, but believe me, Iran will wait till after Ramadan, which I believe ends tomorrow. But all bets are off on that, and you can hear all the details somewhere else. But we have Nato, and he is in Japan, and I love his calls. And I got your email, and I saw your pictures dashing, I tell you. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, you looked great. You could do an advertisement for them.
Thank you so much.
So what's up tonight?
I wanted to try trivia, and I want to try MVTI trivia like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And so what do you want now? What's your... Give me your category for right now.
MVTI, like psychology test.
Yeah, you want to stick with that, huh? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Now, when you first ran into that, was it because you were applying for a job?
No. I was browsing the internet, and I found, advertising related to this. And I found, this looks interesting, and I clicked it, and I took the test.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it turned out I was INTP.
So here's what I want to know, because there's a big debate when we're talking about Myers-Briggs, which is the MBTI. And one of the big complaints is that, well, this changes over time. It's not consistent. And people can take tests on multiple occasions and get completely different personality types, even if they've not changed. And developers acknowledged that in their sample, what percentage of people received a different type of you know, rating, if you will, after a 4-week period?
Exact number,
Yeah, if you're within 5%, I'll take it. But they're saying this. They actually said it. We admit that this percentage of people will be categorized differently if they take the same test again 4 weeks later.
I would say about 30%.
Good enough. It was 35%. So that's good. 30%. You're pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so
yeah, you know.
That's why many people in the workforce, you know, human resources, the dreaded human resources department, kind of say, well, we don't really care about that. But nonetheless, it's still being used quite often. But yeah, 35% 4 weeks later have a completely different classification.
You know, and my brother took it too. And every time he changed his personality type.
Really? All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that address, and eventually you'll get something. Don't go away. All right.
Yep.
So NATO starts it off right. We got another hour of trivia with you coming up on WGN Radio.
Lady with the hat pop, tell me where your next stop. I got my eyes on you. Lady with the hat pop, tell me where your next stop. I wanna follow you. You got me reeling and a rocking, beeping and a bopping all around, all around. Ooh wee baby, gee wee baby, I wanna talk with you. Ooh wee baby, gee wee baby, I wanna walk with you. You got me reeling and a rocking, beeping and a bopping all around. All around. Ooh-wee, baby, I don't mean maybe. I'm glad that I met you. Ooh-wee, baby,
WGN
I don't mean
Radio.
Maybe.
I'm Raleigh James. Well, so who is that? Yeah, you know, well, if you do, give me a call at 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Since it's just four records, we won't make it a theme, other than it falls under the category of you should know. All right, so 888-876-5593. You can have your own category if you don't know my bumper numbers and you don't know the answer to my question, but I do have a question. You routinely saw this on the field of major league ball games through the 20th century, but the new century brought a change, and all the teams agreed this would never be seen at an MLB game again. What is it? Now, by the way, for all I know, they agreed to 14 things, but I'm looking for one in particular. And actually, I read it in the Cincinnati Inquirer. All right, so 888-876-5593. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I decided to do something different.
Well, good. Good. I hope you were listening the other night when we talked all about Cliff Ferret, or as I like to call him, Ferry.
I was listening. Oh, I loved that. And, yeah, it was good to hear. And I noticed you cut it off just at my favorite line, so I got to hear my favorite line.
Oh, good.
Which is the one about, Luigi, you're so clumsy, you're going to knock my Rosie down.
Yeah, it's just great. And he made a ton of those songs all in, 1956 and then never again. So I don't know what the deal was with that.
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding him on YouTube. But I'm
really?
Sure that it's just, I'm sure that I'm not the greatest Googler or YouTuber or whatever in the world. So sometimes I think, okay, it's just me. I just got to figure out the right syntax.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm putting it in the wrong place or right place in the wrong time or something. I don't know. But
well, and they don't make it friendly if you can't see the page. I don't care. They just don't.
Yeah, they don't. And I'm trying to figure out a way that I can get these things where I don't have to go look for them every time I want to hear them. I know I can add, like if I find some of them, I know I can add them to favorites and go and get them. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm right now I'm in the process of looking up a whole lot of novelty songs, and they are the hardest ones to find.
Oh, yeah, they can be. But you will find them, I think, just about all of them. Now, not every Cliff Ferry, as I like to call them, is there. I don't think that one album in 56, which had most of them, I don't think some of the cuts are there. And, the Broad Jumper, I think, is missing. But just about everything else is there.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
I did find the other one you played. What was that now? I knew it when I found it. Now I can't think of what it was.
Yeah, that's at the other studio, so I'm not sure what I played.
Yeah, my brain is doing a temporary, you know, what was that song again? I knew it when I looked for it.
Right.
The greatest, something about a game.
Oh, the pastime, favorite pastime or something.
That was it,
right, yes, indoor sports, if you will, right, exactly.
That was it, favorite indoor sport or
right.
something like that.
Right, yeah, and I thought there were a lot of good lines in that one.
Oh, yeah, I listened to it a few times and got a few chuckles.
All right, so we're going to do charts for the week ending July 16th, 1966.
Okay.
You'll get them all. Number one, Hanky Panky.
Oh, God.
My baby does the hanky panky.
Baby does the hanky panky, but I can't remember who did that stupid song.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, Tommy James and the Shondells?
Of course, yes, absolutely.
All right, got it, okay.
Yes. Number two, Wild Thing.
Trogs.
Yes. Number three, Red Rubber Ball.
Circle.
Yep. Number four, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Dusty Springfield.
Number five, Paperback Writer.
The Beatles.
Number six, Strangers in the Night.
Oh, God. Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, actually, I think it was just Frank, but that's okay. Good enough.
Produced... Yeah, it was just Frank. I was thinking of something stupid, which is another, you know.
Yeah, really. produced by Jimmy Bowen, by the way. Number seven, Along Comes Mary.
Association.
Yeah, number eight, Little Girl. Hey, little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more.
Oh.
You ain't done nothing that hadn't been done before.
Hadn't been done before, yeah.
It was on Bell. I'm trying to think if there's any clues I can give you about this group. Because I don't think they ever had another hit.
Oh, okay. I can't think of the name. I know the song, obviously,
yes,
very well.
And when I tell you, you will be pissed. So let me see if I can find anything out about them at all. Maybe it'll they were from San Jose. And this was their medley of their hit, actually. And, what should we say? They claim the...
Gary is gritting his teeth here, trying not to tell me.
Right, because he knows, right. And what was interesting is, for God's sakes, I'm not sure how they determined this, but the band was one of the forerunners of the psychedelic rock genre. Yeah, right. But
okay, that song doesn't seem that psychedelic to me. But
that's correct. They claim they were influenced by R&B. Are you ready for this? I love this. We were influenced by R&B, particularly the musical styles of the Rolling Stones. So I guess they liked R&B covers by British guys.
Okay, I never would have categorize the Stones as R&B, but all
well, maybe, right. Maybe they were psychedelic. Maybe it was Better Living Through Chemistry. Now, they...
I was just going to say, I'm not sure what drugs they were on, but maybe I don't want any of them.
They got their first recording contract on Delphi, which, of course, went to nowhere. And
I keep thinking there's a number after the name, like something five.
Okay, I can tell you there's no numbers, but I can tell you this. It's blank of blank.
Oh, man. I'm still not getting
it. You're going to hate yourself. Syndicate of Sound.
Oh, duh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay because as you said, they didn't do anything else. So.
No, and horrifyingly, little girl was covered by Dwight Yoakam.
I can't even imagine that.
We probably play
wow.
it. I don't know either, but like I said, we probably play it. All right, number nine, number 999, you'll get this right away. Lil Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Lil Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf can want.
Oh, gosh, why am I not getting this? Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh.
Absolutely. And number 10, Hungry. For your good things, baby.
Animals.
No. Come on, you can do better than that.
No.
We'll give you another shot at this. You win anyway, because that would only be an 80%. But you know, Terry Melcher produced it. It was on Columbia. Oh, here again.
Oh, man.
Here again, you're going to be very upset.
I'm getting all these really obvious.
Boy, well, it was Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Oh, of course. Okay.
So where the heck were you in the summer of 66?
I was spending a lot of time on the beach. Maybe I got waterlogged. I don't
right.
know.
didn't bring the transistor radio.
A lot, so
yeah.
I thought,
yeah,
you
well,
know.
I don't know. But, hey, you got 80%. You're a winner.
Hey, that works for me.
Absolutely. Hang
I'll
on.
Go back
no, no.
to lyrics next time. I just wanted to see if I could.
You
it seems
and
so
you did.
Easy when everybody else does it.
Yes. Excellent. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So we will confirm. I know John has Fran's address. So just put another check mark by her name because she gets more stuff. Trudy is a first time caller and she is in Warrenville. She's going to guess on our Major League Ball question. What do you think, Trudy?
Well, I think it's the automatic. Four balls. They don't throw it anymore. They just put them on base.
Ah, that is not it.
Ah.
But it's a nice guess. I hope you'll call me again.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, so I wasn't sure about this question. Part of me said it'll go all night, and part of me said it'll take 3 minutes. All right, well, Patrick's a first-time caller, and he's in Libertyville. So, Patrick, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Miss James. How are you?
All right, how about yourself? Thanks for calling.
Oh, such a pleasure to talk to you. I think it's that the game won't be delayed due to the eclipse, like it happened in Cleveland today.
Oh, did they delay it for the eclipse? Gee, they don't like a little darkness. The field was lit. It's not like it was here in Chicago, you know. No, that's not.
Cleveland was in totality at the time.
Well,
so
yeah, but
they delayed the game.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because isn't it a lighted field? They could have turned on the lights.
Well, not during the day, and to amp up those lights. Just for 4 minutes of play in the middle. I doubt that it would. In 20 years,
yeah.
I'll call you back, and we'll see if it ever happens.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But, yes, that's a wonderful guess, but that's not it.
Thank you, Mr. James.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, so there you have it. But, yeah, it probably does take a while for those lamps to get up to speed. But I don't know. They expected it. It was on every major newscast. 888-876-5593. We'll get Bob in Willowbrook, Dawn in Buffalo Grove, Laura in Willowbrook, and you too if you call right here. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
My name's in the paper where I took the Boy Scouts to hike. My hands are all dirty from working on my little boy's bike. The preacher came by and I talked for a minute with him. My wife's in the kitchen and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there. I've been there before. But I made a promise that I wouldn't cheat anymore. I try to ignore it, but I know she's in there, my friend. My mind's on a number, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's a gift, even though it was the album version, not the 45. But nonetheless, you should know. All right, we have our question. And I was just looking to see, because I mentioned, I said that you routinely saw this on the field of major league ball games throughout the 20th century, but the new century brought a change, and all the teams agreed this would never be seen at an MLB game again. So I was trying to see what else might have changed at the after the turn of the century. I don't know, but I'm looking for something in particular. And if you're a ball fan, you should know. Well, eventually you will. Bob in Willowbrook, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, good morning, Raleigh, and I feel I should begin with an apology, because when I asked for baseball trivia, I had not heard the question of the evening.
Oh.
Because I checked in at 11:30, and they were still doing the post game.
Yeah.
And then I checked in a little bit later, and there you were already.
Yes, at about 11:45, I believe.
Yeah, and absolutely nothing is coming to mind about your question of the evening.
Well, let me ask you a big question, which you should know. When we talk about the year 2000, what happened in 2000, the most major thing that happened?
In terms of baseball?
Yeah, right, MLB.
I'm guessing they went to the new lineup where the three divisions per league.
Well, I think I might give it to you for that. Basically, the AL and the NL were dissolved as legal entities, and the MLB became a single overall league du jour.
Okay.
But, yeah. I think you're in the same ballpark there,
no,
so to speak.
No, not really.
You don't think so?
No,
all right.
No, you can't give that to me.
All right.
No.
Well, then
okay.
Call next week and we'll find something.
Well, maybe I'll cogitate a bit more on the question of the night.
That will be great. I will look forward to it.
Time.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, many things probably changed after the year 2000, but this, all the teams agreed that this would be never seen again, and it hasn't been. So 888-876-5593. Frank and Elgin, what do you think?
I was going to guess some metal spikes on their shoes.
Nice, but not right.
Or beer bottles in the stands.
No, oh, man, that can't be right, can it?
And then I couldn't catch what the last caller had said about the AL National League.
Well, that he wanted his own question, and so in the year 2000, the AL and the NL were dissolved.
All right. Yeah. Well, that was my guess.
All right. Thanks for trying. Do it again.
Okay.
Appreciate
bye.
It. All right. So 888-876-5593 is going to take us to Dawn in Buffalo Grove. What do you think, Dawn? Yellow Dawn.
Hello.
What do you think?
I didn't hear the 2000 part, but anyway, pine tar?
Nope, not pine tar, but a nice guess, and call me back. I appreciate it, Dawn.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large, and we'll get back to Deb and Laura and Brian, and there's room available for you, too. You can answer my question. We got another bumper stumper coming up, or you can have your own category. All that and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Light.
I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So, yes, we have a question. And if you don't get it tonight, we'll hold it over as our straggler for next week. But you routinely saw this on the field of major league ball games through the 20th century, but the new century brought a change and all the teams agreed this would never be seen at an MLB game again. What is it? 888-876-5593. Don't know my bumpers, don't like my question, have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. Deb and Streamwood's going to guess on a bumper. What do you think?
You know what? I was thinking that maybe the song before the one you just played, was that Eddie Arnold?
It was not.
Oh, shoot.
But that's a nice guess.
Okay, well, can you please maybe give me an advertisement question?
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Softens hands while you do the dishes.
Palmolive?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, you're a winner.
Yay!
It's just that easy.
Thank you.
It'll take forever to get something, and you won't even want it when you get it. It's not worth the postage, but you get a certificate and something else you don't want, but be patient. So you're doing this most for the fun of it, but eventually you do get something. So hold on and let me have your address confirmed. Don't go away.
Thank you, dear.
So Deb is a winner. Absolutely. Good for Deb. All right. So what are we going to do here? Well, let's see. Who's been hanging on the longest? Well, I do believe that Laura in Willowbrook is probably our victim here. Who said that? All right, Laura, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks.
Well, sure.
I had a question I wanted to hear, but I also wanted to throw out an answer for your trivia.
Okay.
I think you said, somebody said that tobacco tins were not the answer, but how about cigarettes? Players used to go on the field with cigarette?
Nope.
Okay. How about food? They used to go out and eat on the field?
Nope.
Okay. I give up on that one.
And it says that you want Sound of Music movie trivia?
Yes, please.
All right. Who wonders what grass tastes like?
Who wonders what grass,
as in green grass.
Grass.
And the line came right after the captain said the children could not have dinner.
Okay. It's one of two people, but I'm not sure. It's either Max or Elsa.
It's neither.
Oh, God.
It's neither of those.
Really?
Nope. Got a third choice?
Golly. I wonder what grass tastes like.
Yeah.
Brittle?
Nope, it was Kurt.
No. Wow, yeah. You stumped me.
Hey, how about that? All right, see, and then what's interesting about that, of course, I have absolutely no idea. I might as well be speaking Swahili. But that was it. Kurt. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, that was fun.
Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593, and we have a first caller in the form of Ben. Ben is in Illinois, and this screen is too small for me to see where. So, Ben, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there. How are you?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I think I got the trivia question.
I'm waiting.
Is it tobacco in the dugouts?
It is not.
Well, okay.
But thanks for trying. I hope you will again.
You too.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We have Brian in Jefferson City, Missouri. Hello, Brian. What's up tonight?
Hey, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. It was a beautiful day here in Missouri.
Good.
Nice and warm and stuff. So I got an answer to your bumper stumper, the one you played just a little bit ago.
Yes.
And it is Bobby Bear at Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn.
Absolutely right. Bobby Bear.
Yeah, next Sunday is my turn to speak to the young people's class.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he's almost out of cigarettes.
That's right. And Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn, and I know why she's there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I thought it was a great song.
Oh, I did too. I love the melody.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's got to be getting up there in years. He's probably about 90, probably.
He's having a birthday this week, actually. And he will be I guess it was yesterday. Sorry. He turned 89 Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And born in 1935. I had a friend who served with him in the military at the time that the mix-up happened at Fraternity Records, because, you know, he had recorded All American Boy, but when the label copy came out, they credited it to a different guy. And it was actually Bobby Bear singing it. And so Bill Parsons, who got the label credit, called Bobby just in a sweat and said, "They want me on American Bandstand. Bobby, what am I going to do?" And he just cool and collected said, "Son, you're going to learn the song." And but yeah, that was absolutely Bobby Bear. And yeah, my buddy who knew him in the military said that that he was so attractive to women. He said chicks would just fall off of him. I wanted to be just near him because I knew I'd get the leftovers. So
that
was Bobby.
Did you ever know him when you worked in Nashville?
I knew Bobby Bear, but not as a friend. I knew him because I would see him at events or whatever. And Shel Silverstein wrote a lot of his stuff. So there were times that you know, certainly Marie Laveau, which was 74, right at the heart of me being there. So I can't claim I know him, but yes, I've met him, and yes, I've seen him.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thanks, Riley. I'll call in again.
All right. Well, you're a winner. Hang on. I want to get that address confirmed. Don't go away.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thanks, Riley.
So, I remember sitting with him in 74 thinking, yeah, my buddy was right about him. He was definitely a magnet. All right. 888-876-5593. 8888. Riley. We'll get to James on the south side. Of course, wants World War II. But Bruce in Racine has a guess. All right, well, actually, I want to hear that right now. So, Bruce and Racine, what do you think?
Well, I am thinking, was it that ball that made Melfemi walk us?
No.
For the Brewers?
No.
Okay. That's a joke.
Okay.
I just snuck it in.
All right. So, do you have any other guesses?
No, but you could ask me a question.
What category would you like?
I will take songs by Otis Redding.
All right, hang on, don't go away. I'll pick something out for you. Stay right where you are, and we will come back with our final bumper stumper, and then we will ask him about an Otis Redding song. I think I already know what I'm going to ask, but we'll see. Then we got James on the south side with World War II, and Sherry in Naperville, who's got some guesses on our question as well, and there's room for you, too. So final bumper coming up, and if you don't get the baseball question tonight, it'll be our straggler next week, and if you want your own category, that's fine, too. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
The other day, I saw you with another guy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So much confusion.
Oh, you wanna tell me, baby, it's a whole lot of love.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I can't stand the way you do. Come and love me like it's true. I'm just a loser. So much confusion,
baby.
Over you. The other day, I saw you with another man.
Yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. And who's that? That's our final bumper stumper for the night. So I don't expect a winner, but you never know because his voice is kind of recognizable, at least to me. All right. And Bruce wanted trivia. And what he asked for was actually Otis Redding songs trivia. And I was going to throw out a question, then I thought, nah, it's a little too hard. So I'm going to ask you a very softball question, really easy. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
All right. Otis Redding first charted in 1963. And his first single got to number 20 on the R&B charts and 85 on the pop charts on Volt. What was it?
Would that be From the Tremaine by one of the Neville brothers, Pain in My Heart?
Nope. Pain in My Heart was the third thing he charted with on the R&B charts.
Okay.
So this is first. Wonderful. This came before Pain in My Heart.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Do you want to know what it is?
Tell me, please.
These Arms of Mine.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
Oh, why shouldn't I know that? I was just trying to crawl back in the terrain.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Good show, Raleigh.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, These Arms of Mine. Killer, killer record. Yeah, what I was going to ask originally was the second thing he released charted R&B but not pop. And I was going to say, well, what's the name of that? No, by the way, that's what my heart needs. I thought, that's too hard. So I'll go with These Arms of Mine. But all right. Good enough. I aim to please. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And that will take us to Sherry in Naperville. How's it going tonight, Sherry?
It's going well. I did the glasses thing and the eclipse thing.
Did you? And what did you think?
Well, I missed that. We're only supposed to get like 95% or something. But I missed. I'm not sure when that part happened, but I noticed at one point there was like a thin band on the left side, and then next there was kind of like a thin gold band, like a headband on the top, and then one on the right.
Mm-hmm.
But I missed like the dark. I thought it was getting dark, but I didn't think it was as dark as they kept saying it was going to get. It just kind of looked like almost right before dusk.
Right, right. And, well, because you weren't right there. The only place it's going to get really dark is if you're really in that totality zone.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that. But the last one, when we went to go watch in 2017, I don't know if it was good or bad for your eyes, but we stood in front of a red minivan with darkened windows in the parking lot with the sun to our backs and watched it that way.
Uh-huh.
Well, but I don't know if that's good or bad for you. I mean, like, we weren't facing it. We were facing a reflection. At any rate, okay, so I have some stupid guesses, I guess, and David yelled at me for a bunch of them.
Oh, no, no. There's no reason.
No, I don't ever remember seeing that they're not there anymore.
Yeah, right. Well, this is trivia. No yelling is needed. You're supposed to have a good time.
Oh, I know, but he'll say no, because he's more into baseball than
okay.
I. Okay, but anyway, I remember either ball or bat girls and boys, and maybe they don't want them on the field because they're afraid they might hurt them.
Nope. What's your next question? Next answer, I should say.
Okay. That mascots can't be on the sidelines during the game.
Nope.
Okay, and this is one of the arguments. He says there never were any, but I think I remember them jumping over the fence. Fences in front of the dugouts?
Nope.
I remember there was, but then he'd say that was cheating. That was cheating. I remember there were issues with corks and bats.
Nope.
And something about the pitchers, mound change somehow.
Nope.
All right. Let's see, what's another stupid one? Nobody's allowed to smoke a cigar on the field if it's a coach or a ref?
Nope.
All right, those are my dumb.
Well, those are fine, and none of them are laughable, and absolutely none of them are scream-worthy, so tell them to pipe down.
Well, it was more of a heated debate.
All right.
I said, quit arguing with me. I'm just trying to throw out some answers that might be viable. I don't want to have a discussion about it.
Right, right. Well, you can tell them you realize you're arguing about a radio show that means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. No, it means a lot to us.
No, no,
honestly,
it shouldn't.
I'm like, oh, I wonder if we're going to have Raleigh at all tonight because they wouldn't shut up after the game. I mean, I mean, I expected a half hour or so, but I think it went like an hour and 15 minutes. And I was surprised when you went on like at 1:45.
Yeah, I was too.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't expecting that at all. It has not been a particularly good night here, so I was not expecting that at all.
And what did Fran say about the, she was looking for what, unique song? That wasn't the word she used.
The novelty records, like Cliff Ferret, things like that. All the
okay, because I think I remember hearing some commercial or something, when she was singing that song about Luigi,
that was Cliff Ray, Rosie, Stop Banging on the Piano.
Oh, okay, but there was a Luigi and a Rosa in the Life with Luigi.
Oh yeah, no, I understand that. Well, you know, that was probably part of
that. That wasn't what it was referring
no,
to.
No, it might have been, but all in fun and in parody.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Really? Oh, yes. Thank you too. John says I'm out of time. I am.
56:45.
Well, and I didn't even get to ask Fran the question, and I had one for two. And James on the South Side. So we'll play trivia again tomorrow. Monday night we'll play trivia. We have a full show tomorrow night. Attendance will be taken. That'll be 10 p.m. Central. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. And those of you who called, much appreciated. You got me through another night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.